Yo, welcome to episode 104 of the Breeze Podcast. I'm your boy, John McCollin. Victor's over here. We got a special guest. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
Yes.
That's me. That's
yeah. Me. Well, so this right here is Aidan. I went into the school thinking that I'll be the only person representing the Caribbean, and then he comes along. Turns out he's a pretty okay guy.
Yeah, I'm doing... I hope so.
Well, you can tell them your story, Aidan.
Okay. Well, I mean, where to start? I mean, I grew up in Trinidad for 15 years of my life. Pretty cool. Very fun place to live, I have to admit. Really good parties. And then, you know, my family situation changed. So we moved to the British Virgin Islands for a year and a half or so. That was really, really cool, actually. And I got into surfing and sailing and like nice. All sorts of different things. It was great.
And then you popped over to the UK.
Popped over to the UK.
I'm stressing you because we still have to roll the intro.
Absolutely. Yeah. Popped to the UK. Went to school. Lived on my own for a bit. And then I was like, you know what? I'm coming to Sweden.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, John, do you...
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Let's roll the intro. We'll get to
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Breeze. Breeze.
Breeze. Amazing. I just want to say that I'm under the weather today because I did something that I'm not allowed to talk about, but it involved blindfolds and copious amounts of alcohol.
Let me just say, like, so I messaged you last night, you know what I mean? I was like, yo, bro, the typical text, yo, are we on for 8 o'clock in the morning? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My time. So, like, some time, some time passes, I didn't hear Victor, and then I'm like, okay, cool. Then, like, I get a text from Victor, and it's like, but it's not Victor, it's your girlfriend. It's like, hey, it's your girlfriend's name. And then it's like, yo, yeah, Victor. Yeah, I think he'll be good for tomorrow, maybe, but, like, he's out. Like, he's passed out. You know what I mean? So I was like, fair. Like, the boy has some fun, clearly. You know what I mean? So, like, kudos to you for being here today, bro.
I'm so impressed with this man right now that he's actually gotten up.
Yeah, bro. I've been crouching around like this all day because I've not been feeling it. But she did think that you meant 8 a.m. Sweden time. And she was like, no way he's going to be up. Yeah. I was like, no.
Yo, Aidan, were you like involved in these festivities too? Or
no, unfortunately not. I only saw the aftermath this morning when I came to see Victor. And he introduced, he welcomed me in, slouched over. It's like, welcome in, Aidan.
I gave him some reindeer meat. I got some reindeer meat from my grandma.
Yeah, I saw that. How was it?
It was amazing. I was so surprised. I was like, how could something be so tender and so flavorful?
This is shit.
It really is.
That's crazy. Yeah,
okay, but you said we need to make this a quick one. So, fast week in review. Like, we've been buried in schoolwork. It's just insane how much they've put on our shoulders, John.
Yeah.
John, it's insanity. So we're doing microeconomics,
mm-hmm. Global challenges, moment, and data analytics, right?
Yeah. And data analytics consists of statistics and mathematics.
Yeah.
You guys doing coding and stuff in that course?
We're gonna do it.
Yeah. Nice. That's coming up soon.
Python or R?
R. John, are you good? Do you know R?
Bro, I'm a mastermind at R, bro.
Okay, amazing. You'll help me.
Yeah, fair. That's reasonable. I'm actually now like I'm transitioning to like just using Python because that's what everyone uses in like the real world. Like okay. R is like super like academic. You know what I mean? But if you know it, then it's like okay, you can survive. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I'm now like switching over to Python. I'm just doing everything in Python. So
okay.
If you got any questions, just hit me up.
That's nice. Easy. What Yeah, so as I like our we like we had a lot of hectic schoolwork.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we had that one microeconomics assignment.
Yeah,
which, you know, Victor and I tried to do it the other day before we had the lecture for it that taught us how to do it, and that didn't work.
No,
we waited for the lecture, looked at the lecture, still didn't know how to do it. I think I spent a total of like 16, 17 hours on that one assignment. Yeah. I don't know how long you spent on it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, so
how much is assignments worth, bro? Like
a point.
1 point, yeah. Out of 17.
So you get from these hand-in assignments, you get a point, and then you get them because they want to incentivize you to study, right? Before the exam periods. And then you have the exam. So let's say you can get 20 points for 20 hand-in assignments, and then you can get 80 points on the exam is a max. So,
word. Yeah. I feel you. Bro, you guys are in it, man. You guys are in the school world. Mm-hmm. Like,
but, yeah, so you just left the school world and you're in the real world. So what's been going on this past week in the real world?
Real world? Well, my work hasn't started yet. Starting next month. But I have been working. As you know, I've been writing the songs every day. Yeah. Working on that.
Yeah.
And then also this entire last past week has just been packed with bunch of meetings because we're launching. So we my team and I, we made this product for like musicians. It's called Shuri. Basically anyone in the music industry is basically like a virtual assistant for the music business. So you answer any questions in the music business, right? So that's launching tomorrow. So that's
huge.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we're actually basing off of AI, we're using like natural language processing. So there's a lot of code.
Yeah.
A lot of time went into it. A lot of people tested it. Now we're ready to finally like put it out into the world.
Nice.
So tomorrow, soft launch is happening. So like we've just been scrambling, trying to get everything together, making sure the website's fine, making sure everything's good. And yeah, bro, that's like breathing, waking up again, sleeping, just trying to figure out how to make this as perfect as possible for tomorrow. You know what I mean? So. That's what's going on my end, man.
This is interesting, and this is something I have to dive deeper into.
Yeah.
But you actually worked with wiring on boats and stuff, and some data, because that hit my mind when you were talking about coding, John.
Yeah, because my dad, I mean, he works in like marine electronics and so on, but I was always really good with computers, so, you know, I'd spend like hours at a time and like the bottom end of boats and like look at like going through all the wires, all the computer systems and so on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was hard work. That was hard labor. But you know what? It was fine. Because sometimes like they give me a bottle of wine at the end or something. So it was always worth it.
John, you know? This guy hasn't even lived in the 90s and he's like older than us two combined.
Yo, that's crazy.
He's so mature. And might I add handsome as well. Like,
yo, you're born in 2000s, bro?
I'm born in 2001, bro.
Jeez. Yo, you're younger than my little brother, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's mine and Negi's adopted child. We've adopted him.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
The way we work, John, is that he gives me the brain power and the intellect, and I give him clout, social clout in school.
Basically. I think it's a good deal, actually. It's been working out.
That's a reasonable trade-off, for sure.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do sometimes. Okay, should we head into Chopped Up?
Let's do it.
John, has Aiden, has anything caught you your radar?
Yeah, so recently I saw that Microsoft just released what's called Surface Duo, which is their new product, which is basically somewhere between a smartphone and a tablet kind of thing. It's foldable.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to change the way we work because, you know, you hold it and it's quite wide. So, you know, you can't hold it like a smartphone. But it's not a tablet either. it's very confusing. And I've already been seeing things saying like, you know, people might not understand the concept right now, but it might eventually catch on because they're trying to change the way people look at productivity.
Yeah, I would, MKBHD said that it's mind-blowingly thin. So it's their take of a folding device, you know, John. You've seen the Duo, right?
I've seen it. I don't know, like, I mean, I think the market's pretty small right now. Like, I mean, it'll probably be for those people who just love tech and they just want to get into it, like, early. But in terms of, like, that in between phones and tablets, I think it's ways away, but, like, we're not there, like, right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but then you also have things like the Surface. When the Surface line of laptops came out originally, you know, that really didn't catch on. People didn't understand the purpose. Why would you have a laptop that's a tablet in that size, you know?
I feel like that's more, like, that stretch is more reasonable, you know what I mean? Because, like, okay, everyone is always looking for, like, a faster, more portable laptop, you know what I mean? Like, I love Surfaces. Surfaces are, like, 30 inches big as my laptop right now, but, like, can fit in my bag. I can hold it. I can run with it if I wanted to. But I'm, I like phones. I mean, you're either going to stick with Android or you're going to be an Apple guy. So, like, we'll see what happens. I think it's an interesting concept for sure. But Microsoft is just out here, like, putting stuff out. You know what I mean? Like,
but it just hit they're me. They're trying. You're not an Apple guy.
I'm not an Apple guy, no.
You have a...
Really?
What is it? It's a Samsung watch? Samsung
S10e.
We have an intruder, bro.
Yeah. Well, is it a Samsung smartwatch?
This is a... Garmin? Michael Kors smartwatch, I believe.
Michael Kors.
But it's an Android smartwatch.
And he has... What's the tablet?
It's a Samsung Galaxy Book, so...
Galaxy Book, yeah.
Well, since you got your Android, eh? You're intruding the space.
He's on the dark side.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think in terms of, like, Google and Apple, they both do a very good job of, like, keeping you in their ecosystem.
Yeah.
And, like, my parents are, like, really big Apple fans and so on. So, you know, like, I get it. And it's, like, really good for productivity. It's really easy to use and so on. I think for me, my preference is I like to be able to explore the possibilities and change things up. And
I feel you.
Yeah. So I think it really depends on what you're looking for in terms of your productivity in daily life.
No, you're right. Like, for me, like, Apple just made sense because that's where all the most good creative apps are. So, like, Logic, for example, is what I use, like, every day. Like, you can't use it on Windows, right?
So yeah.
Yeah.
It just made sense.
Then you have to switch software completely, right?
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
Yo, Victor's over here dead, bro. Like, I'm looking at him. He's
like, yeah, I'm contemplating just
keep eyes open. Keep eyes open.
He's really trying.
Yeah.
Fair.
Moreover, okay, John, have you? I think. Okay, would you buy the Surface Duo? If you don't know, so apparently the hardware is super sick, but they've been working on it for a long time. So the software and the internals, like the Snapdragon and stuff, they're not really up to date. But okay, so would you buy it? Let's say you have the means to get it if you want it, but do you think you would?
Yes,
you would go for it, John.
I think if I had the means, I'd probably buy it. See what's good, you know what I mean? Just to experience it. Like, yeah, I'd probably buy it.
Okay, so would you spend your hard-earned money? Like, you know how you bought a new iPhone, John? Would you go and buy this thing?
Yo, if I had the if I had the means, I'd buy it. But if I, like,
I wouldn't buy it, studio room and all these things, bro.
I wouldn't buy it, bro. Like, right now, I'm happy with my phone. Like, if I get to a point, like how MKBHD, she, like, tests phones, he's like, yo, this is my daily driver for the day. Like, I'd probably be just to see how the other side lives, you know what I mean? But
I would not buy it.
No.
I would love to, like, feel it out for 5 minutes, but then I'm like, I'd much rather enjoy an iPad Pro. A new iPad Pro with the floating stand that I'll know goes together with all my other
apps. Yo, when the iPad Pro comes out with, like, Logic Pro, and, like, I can, like, connect stuff to it, then I'll get an iPad Pro.
Yeah, bro.
But they're getting there.
With the new Apple processors. you know, and they're rumored to release a 14-inch MacBook Pro with the new processors.
That's next week, right?
No, oh, wait, it's tomorrow, the 15th.
That's tomorrow. Today's that's in 2 days, bro.
Oh, jeez. Whoa. It's closer than I thought, though. Like, come on.
True.
Time's flying.
Okay, but John, so we got it settled then. Dual thing. Have anything caught your radar?
Not really. Just like in the new releases, I saw Microsoft again. Mm. They release, well, they announced like the new Xbox, One S.
Yeah.
So they announced the Pro version earlier this year. I don't know if you're a gamer or not.
Yeah.
But so the One S is supposed to be like the most. It's super small. Like I saw like your average consumer like that YouTube guy. Like he had it, and it's supposed to be like the digital only version. Cost $299. Supposed to release this holiday season, which is going to be like competing against like PS5, which is supposed to be upwards like $700 possibly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like now it's like, I don't know.
But then this comes into the category of like the Wii back in the day, the Nintendo Wii, because that was like, you know, super small,
but also like smartphones kind of. No, wait, yeah.
But like, I don't know. I won't say Wii just because like you have the same graphics. You know what I mean? Like Wii was like Nintendo's. I don't know. I'd say you can still compete with the PS5s.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I think it'll have the same, potentially the same impact, just because of that pricing and because of the availability.
Yeah.
It might have the same impact as a product like the Wii had.
Nah, I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah.
Might have a bigger impact just because now like you're competing directly with like the blockbuster games. You know what I mean? That the PS5 will have. So it's like, I mean, I am torn. I was trying to buy a PS5. I might buy a PS5 because like all my boys are on PlayStation. So I'm like,
yes, John, don't be stupid and go Xbox. Right? Then,
bro,
no,
yo, I'm.
Oh, we're lagging.
I'm not gonna lie. Let's go between PlayStation 5. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah. Repeat.
I said, if you do a deep dive comparison on the PlayStation 5, the only pro of, I don't know, like, I don't know what your stance is on these consoles, but for me, I love the Xbox controller. It's except, like, if the Xbox controller was rechargeable, like, I'd be Xbox controller all day. You know what I mean? Like, if you ever hold a PS5 controller for more than an hour playing, like, COD or whatever, like, your hands cramp up, bro. It's not made for your hands. You know what I mean? Secondly, the only reason I get a PS5 is because all my boys have PS5 and they want to play with my boys.
Yeah, yeah, and all your boys have PS5 for a reason, John. So don't go.
Yo, my boys have PS5 because everyone else has like the PlayStation. Yeah,
you
gotta,
it's just the thing to have.
You got to convince them. You got to be the change.
No, yo, Aiden.
So why PlayStation over Xbox, Victor?
Because it's more stylish. It says a lot about the person if they're a
PS5. How is it more person. Stylish? Did you see the PS5, bro? It's like, what do you say?
No. I'm talking about, it's like comparing drinking like cheap shit wine to a really expensive fine.
Nah, it's really Apple and Android, bro. That's all it is. Like, that's that comparison.
Yeah, and PlayStation is like, Apple.
That's difficult to say, bro. I mean, yes, actually, technically, PlayStation would be Android because they're more Android users and they're more PlayStation users.
That's a good point.
Than Xbox.
No. If you look at pricing, PlayStation has always been the more expensive avenue. And if you buy the PS5 and you want to do 4K 120 FPS, then you also have to buy a brand new ultra high definition Mega Master TV. You know, so it's like an investment I don't know.
Fair.
Couple of grand.
I just need two games, bro. I just need 2K, not three games. 2K, FIFA, and Call of Duty. I'm good, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need anything else. So, like, for me, like, some people are stuck on, like, oh man, the flagship PlayStation games. Like, I need to play them. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the games that I want, like, they're on both of them. So, I'll probably go with the PlayStation.
I had an Xbox and I had a PlayStation.
Oh, so you had both? Yeah. So if you want an Xbox, you just get both.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
If
you
have the
just
means.
Own an Xbox.
True. I mean, like, I feel like
PlayStation, or you get both if you want an Xbox, bro.
Fair, fair. That's reasonable.
You know, if you
but I'll probably just start with the PlayStation.
Yeah.
I just love the controller, man. Like the Xbox controller is fire.
Mm-hmm. They definitely worked on it for a long time. They got a very good model going.
Fox. Yeah. Customizations are crazy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like these consoles actually having a big cultural impact now, aren't they?
Yeah.
In terms of, like, they divide a lot of people, but they also bring so many people together. Like, it's a whole
100%.
Community just built around these literal, like, electric boxes, basically, which is...
It is crazy.
It is insane.
And they will shoot you, it's like Black Mirror, shoot you into this world where it's like, you know, it's different rules. And
sometimes how it feels, yeah.
Yeah, bro, gaming is here to stay for sure. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going anywhere. It's just going to get more valuable.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're going to tap into that more. Like, in the business world, started tapping into it. So now that's just going to continue. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Interesting. The last thing you chopped up, I just want to promote the All In podcast with my personal god, Shamath Palihapitiya. Love that guy. Yeah. They released a new episode and I listened to it and it was really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will link it in the description so you guys can see that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yo, so, what's this segment?
Wait, the pick of the week.
Puppy. Yeah, I'm not doing it. Yo, Aiden has to do it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay, yeah, okay. So what you say is Puffy. No, Puffy, take it away is what you say.
All right, Puffy, take it away.
Hey, yo, what's going on? This is DJ Puffy, Red Bull 3-Style World Champion, and this is the Breeze Pick of the Week. Check it out, y'all. Make no mistake. Yeah. It's long time. What you say? Long time. We talk about this soca. Gone global, international turntable. DJ, play one for the hotel now.
Right, so you just heard Body Line by Ola Tunji. Artist from Trinidad, my home country, Trinidad and Tobago. And, you know, this song was, I think it was an American Idol, one of those shows, maybe America's Got Talent. No,
America's Got Talent, I think.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I think that was like, 2 years ago, maybe now?
Probably.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a big change for Trinidad. He was really trying to get Trinidad's music on the map because, you know, we have so many different styles there. And I thought it was really impressive. I thought it was worthwhile showing this week.
Yeah, true. Really, that's, really nice song. That's a good refreshing. Choice.
Yo, before we go, I want to ask Aiden, yo, who's your favorite artist from Trinidad?
Kes.
Okay, that was a good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
You?
I have to go.
Mine is Boyce.
Nyla Blackman or Kes. Kes is solid.
But Nyla
Blackman
is, really,
is like more like she'd go further for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, she's really good.
I would pick Boyce.
Hmm?
Because
Boyce is solid.
Because I've met him.
Fair.
You know, he's a homeboy.
Subtle flex.
Yeah.
That's fair. But I mean, like, Marshall is vibes too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, shout out to vibes, yeah.
Honorary mention for Marshall.
Exactly.
Okay, so what do you have upcoming week, John? Let's start with you.
This week, so we got the launch, Shuri launch coming up tomorrow. That's probably the biggest thing that's happened this week. Yeah, I guess that's it. Every day, just writing songs. We got writing camps happening, and yeah, bro, that's it.
And what about you, Aiden?
I don't know how much stuff I have going on this week, honestly. Probably a lot of work. I imagine. I think we have a little midterm test next week.
Yeah.
So.
Geez, already?
Yeah. So, you know, working hard.
That's crazy, man.
On that grind every day.
John, this is like, so my girlfriend, she did a biomedical sciences bachelor. That's heavy. In the UK, which is even more, but this is just like she saw what we had to do, and like it's crazy. It's just crazy.
Yeah, you see how I get through it. You know what I mean? Like,
it's fun though, you know. As long as you're having fun, as long as you'll stay committed, stay passionate, you know, then it's no problem. It's hard work, just, but it's, no,
it's the journey, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's the journey you're on, man. Like, yeah. It's going to come to an end, then it's going to have another journey. It's going to be like 10 times harder, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, that's all it is, man.
Yeah.
I wish you guys the best of luck this week on that midterm.
Next week is the midterm.
Next week.
This week is a studying week for the midterm. So
yeah,
that's going to be the hard part.
Wow. Yeah. Fitting the studying with everything that we have to do already. I know.
Insane.
Crazy. But yeah, so just go and bury myself in the books. That's the plan. And well, John, thank you for gracing us with your presence here at the Breeze podcast.
Been great.
Yeah, shout out to Aiden for coming through, for real, bro. Appreciate you.
I'm sorry, I dragged it down this episode, but I'm just not feeling it.
Bro, go recover, you know what I mean? Like,
fetus position, just like
get your electrolytes in, you know.
Yeah,
I will link up for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Peace out, boys.
Peace out, guys.
Later.
Boom.